Hello and welcome everyone. Today is May the 20th, 2020, and this is our Spiritual Law of Nature call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan, and I'm going to assist Alex today. Before we hear from Alex about our Spiritual Law of Nature today, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself as your weekly practitioner of the Custom Trilogy or Codes, or it may be your opinion too as you choose to share it. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And this call is particularly focused around the Spiritual Law of Nature video that Alex has posted this week. And we're going to open the lines for anyone that has any comments or questions regarding that or any others, of course, that you have for Alex. So, and this Spiritual Law of Nature was never make the same mistake twice. So, Alex, I'm going to open the line. Let you go ahead and start, and then I will instruct people on how to raise their hands. Well, maybe let me do that now. If you have a question, you can go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 2. That's going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line so you can ask Alex a question. If you're on the web and you have a question, you can go ahead and type that in the little form there, and I will read that to Alex, and he can answer your question. So, Alex, hi.
Hi, Johanna. Thank you so much. And welcome, everyone, to the Spiritual Laws of Nature. We're trying to start something which is basically a discussion each week, and also you with your family and friends at home about the issues that are important to our life. I would say about the issues that are really matters of life and death, the spiritual laws of nature, which are just as certain as the physical laws, but maybe even more destructive over time. Today's spiritual law, how to never make the same mistake twice. And you know, when you say that, or hear it, I guess, it sounds pretty third grade, sort of, you know. Well, yeah, of course. But I've been doing counseling and therapy and coaching for, I don't know, 35 years, and I'm not sure if I've ever had a client who either was not the reason that they were seeing me, or maybe it wasn't the reason, but it was still a big negative contributing factor to their life, that they kept repeating the same mistakes in their life, all right? And we all do it, and I would go to the great apostle Paul, who is considered by many the greatest apostle, and that great big church building in Rome named after him, and the one in London is named after him. The one in Rome, I think, is after Peter. But anyway, the great apostle Paul couldn't do it. He said, "What I want to do is not what I do, but what I do is what I don't want to do, and I do it over and over and over." But think about that for a minute. If it was your children and they kept repeating the same mistake over and over and over and over, you'd probably get a little bit put out with them after a while. Like if you told your child, "Okay, you cannot have a piece of candy unless you come and ask me first," and that's probably going to be, you know, like after lunch or after dinner or whatever, and you found that they kept eating candy at all other times and they weren't asking you, you know, you'd have to have a talk about that. This is not, and you might even say to them, "Son, daughter, it's not that difficult. You come and ask me first, okay? That's it. Why can't you get this? It's not rocket science. It's not that hard." But yet, as adults, virtually every one of us do it, okay? So I want to explore that a little bit. And to me, what it boils down to is what law you are living under in your life. There's two systems of right and wrong. And I'm not going to go into detail about this, but there's a lot more about this in the foundational materials on the YouTube channel. But the first system of right and wrong is in harmony with natural law, meaning a body in motion stays in motion. Gravity. For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. You know, those are natural laws, and you can live kind of your life, meaning not just the physical part of not jumping off a building, but you can live your life by natural law, which is if I do good, I get good. If I do bad, I get bad. Action, reaction, karma, reap what you sow, whatever. Or I believe you can live by spiritual law, which is what we talk about here every week. And the reason I'm doing this and what I've done the great majority of the time with people that I've worked with. And there is a spiritual law you can live by, I believe, where if you do, there's still good and bad things, but in this law, if you do good, you get good. If you do bad, you still get good. Well, if you're living under the natural law, then every time you think about doing something you believe you're not supposed to do, like having ice cream. Now, I believe in ice cream, but not a half gallon a day probably, even though I love it enough to eat a half a gallon a day. But the problem is, if I'm not having a great day, and so I start thinking about that Bluebell chocolate ice cream or that Bluebell cookies and cream ice cream, when I believe I should not have any today, we now know that that is the only thing in the world, as far as we know now, that activates both the positive and the negative hormones and chemicals in my brain and nervous system. They learned this from research on internet porn, okay? Typically, if I'm thinking about a fear-based thing, the negative chemicals get released. If I'm thinking about a love-based thing or doing it, the positive chemicals get released. But when I am imagining doing something that I don't believe I should do, after a certain period of time, it pulls the switch on all hormones and all chemicals. And it is a chemical tidal wave that some of the researchers have compared to taking heroin. And consciously or unconsciously, once you experience that, you want to experience it again. It's a rush, okay? So now thinking about the ice cream isn't just about the ice cream. It's also to get that rush, okay? And then I eat the ice cream, and then if I'm living in natural law, here comes all this guilt and shame for doing it, okay? So I get tempted into doing it by all these chemical hormone rush, and then after I do it, I get beat over the head with guilt and shame for doing it, all which makes it much more likely that I'm going to do it again. On the other hand, if I'm living by the law of love, if you do good, you get good. If you do bad, still long term, you get good. Then I don't have that rush of chemicals, okay? And when I do the thing that I believe I shouldn't do, I don't get beat over the head with guilt and shame. I likely experience after a little bit of disappointment with myself, but that's usually really light. I go to gratitude and thankfulness that I don't have guilt and shame about doing it. Because no matter what, I get good, all right? But probably one person in 100 that I've ever met is naturally in their own life living exclusively in the law of love. Almost everyone is living in natural law, or they're living in natural law and calling it spiritual law, or they're living in 50% natural law, 50% love, okay? When you get to a place where you're living 90% in the law of love, it changes this whole paradigm. And no, you will never be able to always do what you want to do, but it will be infinitely better. And it will not be a constant tension and stress thing, okay? You'll feel like someone's taking handcuffs off of you. It's wonderful. But almost all of us are programmed for the natural law. And so we have to sort of do a human hard drive virus removal first before some of us can get to that law of love and do it. But there's a lot more about that in the teaching for this week. I just wanted to kind of hit the high points. But this is a crucial issue, because if you're living in the constant tension of doing regularly what you believe you shouldn't do, and then all the negative chemicals and the negative thoughts and feelings from that, it becomes a vicious cycle that can keep you stuck in your life for decades. So that's it for me, Johanna, for the overview.
All right. Thank you, Alex. So if you have a question for Alex and you're on the telephone, please press star 2. That's going to raise your hand, and I'll be able to open your line so you can share with Alex your question or any comments. If you are on the web, you can go ahead and type your question in. Okay, and we have one caller. Well, first, we have this one question that was sent. Is this chemical rush what you also call conscious conflict?
No. Conscious conflict can be related to that, okay? Conscious conflict is when I believe I shouldn't do something, and I'm thinking of doing it anyway. So in that case, yes, that could initiate that chemical rush, but it's also more than that. It is that, but it's more than that. We get into this addiction not just for the ice cream, but for the rush thinking about the ice cream. So it becomes a double whammy. But yeah, she's right. It is, or whoever's right, it is related.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. So, all right, let me just check on the web and see if we have any questions there. Nope. Okay, so we have a hand up, and the phone number is 5870. I think I know who this is.
Your line is open. Good morning, Johanna. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Marilyn.
Good morning, Alex.
Yes, good day.
This one really rattled my cage, listening to this one.
Okay.
And I felt like I had this mountain in front of me I couldn't climb when I listened to it. And it goes back to my childhood, because everything I did, everything I wanted to do, everything I enjoyed was a sin. And I walked away when I was 22 because I didn't feel that I couldn't give anything up, you know. So I might as well go and enjoy life. I was going to hell anyway, so I might as well go and enjoy life first. And so I was sort of feeling when I listened to these videos that I'm, to do this, I'm going back to that where nothing I can do, nothing I could do was right.
Right.
Anyway, I woke up half an hour ago, and I use my LT3s in the early hours that I wake up.
Uh-huh.
And so I healed on feeling that everything I did was a sin.
Right.
And then I healed on, I felt grief and traumatized that I couldn't do good and be good. And then I healed on feeling grief and traumatized that I couldn't heal myself good, that I couldn't heal myself doing the right thing every time. And then I healed on being angry with God that I couldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel that mountain is there anymore.
Oh, wonderful. I would say, Marilyn, to be sure you're not trying to do it by willpower, because if Paul couldn't do it by willpower, I sure can't, and I doubt you can too. This is not supposed to be done through willpower. This is supposed to be done with, waking up and saying, I can't do this. God, please help me, live in love as best I can today. Please help me commit in my life to living in love in the present as best I can, not just for a while to see if it works, but forever and ever, amen. I can't do that. Please help me get to a place where I can. I don't know that I've ever seen one person, Marilyn, do this by their willpower. So you're not supposed to be able, in your strength, so to speak, to do this. You use the tools and pray, and every day speak to God, speak to your heart. Please help me do this. I can't. You're going to have to give me the strength.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. But that's wonderful that the mountain went away. So I would keep at it. And the place that we're going for here is a place where it's no longer really so much about doing the right or wrong, because it's all been paid for anyway. Now it's about thankfulness, gratitude, learning, being honest with ourselves and others, sharing, helping other people. It's not about the rules and sin and right and wrong anymore so much. It's about just love as best I can. And best you can is more than enough in every case.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do feel so much better than I did half an hour ago.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Well, let's keep it going.
All right.
Yeah.
So let me see if anyone else has. Thank you, Marilyn. If anyone else has any question or would like to share, as Marilyn has, or anything at all, please just raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And if you are on the web, you can type your question in, and I will read it to Alex. And let me just see if we have any other hands up just a moment. All right, so I don't see any other hands up, Alex. It looks like those
okay.
Are the main ones today.
Well, remember, if you hear this, that you can send your question in. We'll answer it, post it, and you can listen to it whenever it's convenient for you. But, again, the whole point of this, let's start talking about these big, important spiritual issues of our life again. So even if you're not coming here to share with this discussion, hey, over the breakfast table or with a friend at lunch, say, hey, have you thought about kind of what the meaning of life is lately? Have you thought about what your specific purpose in life is, and are you doing that? Have you thought about do you keep making the same mistakes over again in your life, or is it just me? And let's start talking and helping each other live a life of love. So that's it for me. I love you. God bless you. Thank you, Johanna.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. God bless you. So we're going to go ahead and open the line now for any of you who may want a custom trilogy or a custom healing code. If you do, you can press star 2, and I'm going to unmute your line so you can get a custom trilogy or a custom code, whatever you prefer. And we have a good amount of time now, so don't be shy. I saw a hand come up earlier, but then it went back down. So if that's you and you are wanting to get a custom code or a custom trilogy, just press star 2 on your phone again, and that's going to raise your hand. And I'll be happy to open up your line. And I don't see any new hands up. So, okay, well, thank you all for participating. Oops, there's one. Okay. Let me open up your ear on the web, and you're from Santa Maria, California. That's near where I was born. All right, and your line is open.
Hi, I am Gabriela, and I have some problems. I have, I'm diabetic, but I love my family. I love my husband, who is a little bit controlling. I think, I don't know what to do. I learned how to do in 45 years of marriage. I love him very much, and doesn't matter what he's doing to me, I love him. But it's a sin what I'm doing here. But I have my kids. I had to do it.
Okay, so are you... I'm not real clear on what you want to address.
I want maybe some healing for diabetes. I am trying to do love and code 1 and 2 by myself, but I'm doing good, or I don't know.
Okay, so you want to address the health issue of diabetes?
Yes.
And how are you feeling about having this condition? What is the negative feeling or belief that you're having regarding you having this, this condition?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. I don't know why I have this condition, because I love my family. I love God. I love, I don't know. I'm living a love life, and I don't know what to do more.
Okay. So are you feeling a sadness because you don't know what to do? Are you feeling...
I was sad sometimes, but maybe that was when I was starting this illness, but I'm not able to improve it. I improved my sadness. I'm not sad anymore. Forgive everybody who was bad or something like that. I'm loving them, but I don't know how to improve my illness.
Okay, so what I would suggest we do is address this very simply. I will create a custom code or custom trilogy, whichever you choose. And I would say, Gabriela, go ahead and use this every day over the next 2 weeks and address all 12 of the categories of the healing code. Now, have you ever done the relationship issue finder?
I don't understand.
There's a questionnaire. I
did the questionnaire. And I have, I think... 340 or 240 points, something like that.
Okay. Do you know what your score was in the love category?
In the love? I don't know. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
It's okay. What we want to do is, if you want to use that, it's a good diagnostic tool. It will give you some guidance which indicates where most of the stress that's connected to the health issue is coming from as far as memories and programming.
Mm-hmm.
So you go ahead and do that, but then I'm going to create a custom code or a custom trilogy for you to use every day, and I would address one category per day. So the way we do that is you read the description of the category and then ask yourself, what do I recognize here? That either from the past or the present or maybe a fear of the future, what do I recognize as far as memories or relationship issues? So you may look at love, for example, when you come to the category of love and you feel maybe you're not lovable or that someone doesn't love you or you have issues that, along the lines of relationships regarding love. See what you identify there as far as a negative feeling or belief, and then pray that memory will be healed. In other words, there will be no more negative frequency coming from it, and that only love and light and truth is coming from that memory in that relationship. And it may have to do with your husband. It may have to do with your family. It may have to do with your relationship with yourself or even God. But that's what we would recommend. So you do this for every single category, even though you're using the same custom code or custom trilogy.
Okay.
Now, would you like a custom healing code or a custom trilogy?
Custom trilogy.
Okay. Okay. So you're familiar with the trilogy, minute number one, minute number two, and minute number three?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
so say for me, Gabriela, say, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This primary issue. Okay, very good, very good. So this custom trilogy, you can use in every single category, all right? And do it at least twice a day.
You know, I'm kind of foreigner, but I'm, you know, I'm here for 25 years. I'm not a foreigner anymore. But I understand better if you can send me a letter about it.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand the question.
If you can send me an email or something on my email, I understand better when I read.
Oh, I understand. Well, if you, I don't know if I have. If you want to email me personally,
yes, I do.
Okay, you can email me personally, and I can give you a little guidance as far as. If you send me your relationship issue finder results, then I can give you some guidance on that. So if you look on the website, you can email me. You'll find my email address there. Johanna Chan. And then I will I'll reply to you. I'll be happy to.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're very nice.
Yes. Okay, now I'm going to give you your custom trilogy now. So write this down.
Yes.
Okay, minute number one, we're gonna do the tapping, starting at the eyebrows and go all the way to the side of the hand.
Yes.
Okay, then we're gonna do collarbones.
Yes.
Sore spots. Little finger.
Yes.
Thumb.
Yeah.
Side of the eyes.
Yeah.
Under the nose. And then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number two, which is the healing code. The first position is both hands on the pointing at the Adam's apple.
So apple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam's apple. The second position is left hand on the brain stem, right hand on the high bridge. So you're touching.
Yes, I know.
Okay, the third position, both hands on the jaws.
Yes.
And the fourth and the last position is both hands below the belly button.
Yes.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base, both hands on the base, slide all the way up and over the top of the head to the top of the spine without stopping, and let's do that three times.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next, the next time, we're going to start at the base again. Slide up to the heart and pause. Slide up to the throat and pause. Slide up to the forehead and pause. Slide back down to below the belly button and pause. And then slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Yes.
All right. And that's your custom trilogy that you can use for the next 2 weeks. I would say at least twice a day. Address anything at all that you find when you explore the category. So you read the category, you ask yourself, do I recognize any unforgiveness issues that I, you know, have either with myself, with others, or God? When you get to the love category, are there any love issues? You read the description and then ask your heart to bring anything to mind. If you do not find anything in the category, it's okay. You pray and have the intention of healing anything in that category, known or unknown, that is connected to this condition, this diabetes, that this will be healed, filled with light and love and healing. And do that for the next 2 weeks.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I'll look for the email from you. I was born and raised in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, my. Yes, I love this area. I'm living here for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad here. Yeah, and we have, you know, it's a nice area. Everybody, you know, it's full of old people. I am old. It's Lake Greenwich. Well, it's beautiful in here, you know.
Oh, I love that area.
First, I didn't like it because I'm coming from a big city, but then I love it. When I go back in Romania, in Bucharest, I hate it. I want to be home.
Well, God bless you, and I'm so happy to be connected with you. I'm happy that you're doing the trilogy. And, God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, so that's going to end our call for today. I do not see any other new hands up. So please come back again next week. We love interacting with all of you. Alex looks very much forward to these calls every week where he can share and interact with everyone. So please come with your questions or comments. And God bless everyone. Be safe.